People. Open your magazine and go to the People quiz on the weekend.
You probably know his recent hit, Blinding Lights. Perhaps you know he is Canadian. Test yourself to see what else you know about the weekend.
Quiz. What do you know about the weekend?
1. Why is there an E missing from the weekend's name? A. Because the weekend doesn't know how to spell the word weekend. B. Because the weekend is the name of a Canadian group, so the weekend couldn't use it too. C. Because weekend is the official Canadian spelling of weekend.
The answer is B. There's an E missing from the weekend's name because the weekend is the name of a Canadian group, so the weekend couldn't use it too.
2. What did the weekend do in 2016? A. He released the song Blinding Lights. B. He changed hairstyles. C. He decided to change his name to The Month.
The answer is B. In 2016, The Weeknd changed hairstyles.
3. What was The Weeknd's first language? A. The Ethiopian language Amharic. B. Canadian French. C. American English.
The answer is A. The Weeknd's first language was the Ethiopian language Amharic.
4. What period does The Weeknd love for its music? A. The 1980s. He loves the post-punk sound, but also Michael Jackson. B. The 1960s. He loves folk music and protest songs. C. The 1700s. He loves classical music, especially Mozart.
The answer is A. The Weeknd loves the 1980s. He loves the post-punk sound, but also Michael Jackson.
5. What did The Weeknd relaunch in April 2020? A. A range of smartphones. B. A collection of pencil cases. C. A line of face masks.
The answer is C. In April 2020, The Weeknd relaunched a line of face masks.
6. What does The Weeknd have in common with American footballer Colin Kaepernick? A. They are both excellent footballers. B. They both like Donald Trump. C. They are both worried about racism.
The answer is C. The Weeknd and American footballer Colin Kaepernick are both worried about racism.